that well.
So you be my controller.
Yeah, so why I think I love you, I don't really know that well. Simi, and you know, this one is originally from Lani Po featuring Simi. No, is the title of the song. I told you yesterday, and of course, earlier today on the drive, that I'll be speaking to Teflon Flex, one of, GH sensational, musicians. Yes, earlier I dropped his song, Olua, and I was actually in love, with the song. And I've been listening to this song over and over ever since he released that particular song. But his latest single is featuring one of the best rappers in GH, Medicar. That's right, and they call it Mamiya. It's the latest. The video is also out, and of course, blazing everywhere, trending across Ghana. And of course, people are actually, watching the video on YouTube. You can also go get it, then of course, watch it. And he's with me on the line. Of course, he'll tell you much more about this song, and of course, his music career. Teflon.
Yeah, man. Awesome.
Teflon, what's up? How you doing?
Tell everything cool. Your side.
Oh, everything cool here, God, working God. Every day.
It be so.
And you are also busy working, making music.
Yeah, Charlie, with the grind.
Charlie, your spirit always is so high. I get shocked sometimes how you manage to do that. And I understand you are even doing everything on your own. You don't have a particular manager, do you?
No, I have a team, a couple of people I work with, but I do everything financially on my own, yeah.
Oh, Charlie, you the force, so trust me.
Charlie, if it's stress, rough, but how we do with your grind?
I know you're not going to be easy, but Charlie, you the force, yeah. Because,
thanks, bro.
Focusing on music, focusing on your promo, and, focusing on, arranging for collabos is actually not easy.
Yeah, man.
And before even you recorded this particular song with Medicar, I've actually seen you, mingling with some of these, GH superstars. I've seen your picture with Kofi Mole. I've seen you with Kwame MP. I've seen you with Medicar. I've seen you with a couple of, great artists, in Ghana. I mean, that means a lot is really happening, right?
Yeah. A bit of work. As I'm still upcoming, so I need to be everywhere. I need to set up that connect with everyone. I need every single contact I can get my hands on. So that's why I'm always everywhere trying to connect with anyone possible.
That's great. Recently got a nomination GH1, I think, unsung category, and you won it, right?
Yeah, man, yeah.
How was the feeling like?
It felt great because not just for me. For me, it felt great because I felt like my work was finally recognized. And then also the fact that it was a motivation to where I come from. Motivation to most of the artists in the north that are aspiring to reach where I have reached now, that it is possible for we also in the north to also win categories like this.
Yeah, that's great. Charlie, you're really working hard. So I don't know, a lot of people thought Unsung wasn't quite competitive, but what are your plans moving forward as far as VGMA is concerned?
Me personally, I don't really do music for awards per se, so as far as BGMA is concerned, I'm not really the work towards winning the BGMA award. I'm working to get my work out there. So if my work out there, I put everything in my work, all my energy in my work to get it out there. So if my work out there is noticed by BGMA once more and they decide to nominate me for any category, I'm in for them. But personally, I'm working to just get my work out there for the fans to enjoy, to get people entertained. And if my work is noticed by the BGMA and they nominate me for any category, I'm in.
That's great. So you recorded a song with Dope Nation, Eskebelebe.
Yeah man.
Charlie, the song is dope, and I mean the song actually went well, and currently you're also busy promoting a song you featured Medicar on. How did you get Medicar on your song?
It be the work, you see. There's a proverb that says when you wash your hands well as a kid, you eat your king.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came to Accra, I've been able to push myself after Eskebelebe. I released Madina. Those two songs went out there. They are doing good in the Accra market. So because of that reason, my brand was already known by Medicar. So when I approached him to ask for a feature, I was like, he already knows me.
Wow.
And he's been jamming to my Madina song on a regular basis.
Wow.
He even sang part of the song to me. That he's coming to it, and he took the song that I wanted us to do it, and he sent me a verse real quick, and we worked on it. So it was that simple because my name was out there already.
So how's the promo going on for the song?
So far so good. We're doing as much as we can. we're pushing on the media, on the streets, everywhere possible. We're trying to get it to as many audience as possible as we can.
I understand earlier you were on an interview promoting the song, right?
Yes. About 10 minutes ago, I was on TV interview.
So how do you see the potentials of this particular song you've recorded with Medical? How do you see its potentials moving forward?
Every single song of mine, I see the potential, the reach more than the other one, the previous one. That's how I try to work. I try to be like, if I release this single and it's reached 1,000 people, my next single should be able to reach 2,000 people. So just like when I released Escape Lebe, it gave me recognition. Then I reached Madina took over, and now I have Mamiya. So wherever I reach Madina took me, I want Mamiya to double that one. So that's how about it.
So now it looks like you are basing more in Accra. I don't know, I mean, why does it seem so?
I'm very, very ambitious. So I actually started my career in Tamale. I stayed in Tamale for a year to promote my EP. I started with the EP, The Village Boy in Suit, before I moved on to Accra. I moved on to Accra because I sat down to study the industry, and I noticed that Accra is like the hub of Ghanaian entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Accra is like the Hollywood of Ghanaian entertainment. So and I needed to be around the industry key players.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to be around the stakeholders. I needed to be around the gurus of the industry, so that I could get to learn. I could get to learn the strategies in the industry, and also get my music to a broader scope. Because most of the media houses, most of the people that can get the music worldwide, most of them are in Accra. Everything, all the agencies are in Accra. So I needed to be around them. I needed to be there to get the visibility out there. So that is the reason why I based in Accra more.
So, you know,
I used to be in Tamale and travel to Accra, and it was quite expensive, because all the time I had to fly down to Accra. It was quite expensive. I just put Accra and stay there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you've actually lived there, and of course promoted your song, and you actually come from here, and now you're based in Accra. Share with me some of, you know, I mean, your experience. You've been here, and now you are there, and, you know, different industry altogether, and it is all about music. But how do you see both industry, and which one you think really, really sells artists more? Because often here we complain a lot you know, they're not being given attention. Recently, I listened to Fancy Gadam, you know, interview on one of the, southern-based radio station, and he was lamenting bitterly that most of his good songs like Kokoko were not wasn't enjoying much airplay down south. And I don't know how, you know, you've seen it, and you know, how probably RTCA can also work hard to make sure that they penetrate through.
I think on that note, I think the problem with my colleague at East Up North is that when they are doing songs, they really don't consider the international market. They actually think of their surroundings more than the international market. You know, music is food for the soul. It's a universal language. So no matter what language you use in it, people still enjoy it. Just like we are in Ghana here, going to a song like Jerusalem. It's music is a universal language.
Exactly.
So it depends on how you are going to put it, the reading you are going to use. So I think it's a learning process. When you open up to learn, when you want to break into other industries, let's say you are an artist in northern region, you want to break out into the Accra market, you want to break out into the African market, you need to study the African market. What kind of songs do the African market like?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of songs do people in Accra listen to more?
Mm-hmm.
Then you do a song similar to that, so that you can get Accra people to enjoy your song. When I was in Tamale, the vibe I used to do is quite different from the vibe I do now as I came to Accra.
Yeah.
When you listen to my Village Boy, it's quite different from the Escape Lebe song.
Exactly.
The first song I released when I came to Accra.
Mm-hmm.
So I studied the market. I realized that this is the kind of vibes Accra people they like.
They like.
This is the kind of vibe the African market likes. So this is how I have to do it. So if what Fancy Gadam said, that they are listening to the radio. I really listen to radio a lot. So that they are listening to that interview.
Mm.
According to what he said, I think when you list Total Cheat, I think that whole year, there's no song that actually enjoyed airplay more than Total Cheat.
Exactly.
The reason is that Total Cheat is that kind of vibe. It's the kind of vibe that nationwide, the African vibe with. It's the kind of vibe that African market vibe with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Total Cheat got that widespread what's the name, Airplay, and that recognition.
Yeah.
So I think if he should have continued on the same lane to do songs like that, like you go get that recognition. Because after that one, he released an album, and I was surprised. Sometimes I go for an interview, and they ask me that, but how far is Franz Gadam still doing music? Meanwhile, he has released an album. So
wow.
I think when he stayed in the market, and he come out with songs like that, like he move, then the push.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the promotion over here is based on promotion.
Exactly.
Even Swakodia, who is the highest, still that's huge promotion over here.
Exactly.
So I think, from time to time, when he released a major single, he should come down here and do huge promotion.
Huge promotion.
Not just a few TV stations, but he should try his best and do as many media promotion
as he can.
Yeah, I think that's the problem with we the northern artists. We concentrate more on our place, where we come from, more than the other places.
Yeah.
And that is the reason why I can say for a long time now, I haven't actually heard a northern song on the radio, like
over there,
for a very long time. Yeah, they don't play.
It's quite
sad. They don't play because we don't promote over here.
Yeah,
so that's the problem. When we come here, we promote. I think it will move.
Because
we need to sell our culture. Because if we are being good music, and it's only our people that enjoy it, it's not good enough.
It's not good
enough.
We
need to get other people to enjoy our music so that we can sell our culture.
Exactly.
Because that's the reason why we are doing music. We are a vital part of the culture.
Yeah.
So we need to sell the culture. So we need to promote it over here for the people to enjoy it.
You know, one thing I really love about you is actually your hard work. Trust me, you have been really working out over the years. Since I know you, you have been working out, because I always interact with people about you and I get to understand you more. And you know, promotion actually increases the market share of an artist. Bro, may God bless you. You're really working out.
Thank you.
I wish we really have more time to talk. But you know, anytime you touch down, just let me know. We would have to fix so that one-on-one we can actually, you know, I mean, have an extensive discussion live on radio.
Sure. I can't wait.
So
once I tie it down, I'll let you know.
Yeah, so right, like before you go, what do you have for the people, for the fans here?
I just want to thank everyone that's supporting me, the media, the people, the fans, everyone that's been behind me, because they push my music, not be me way, I have the power to reach here, but you people were given the power, the strength, the energy,
mm-hmm.
where I reach today. Me, I just the same. We're only singing, no, we take you anywhere without the support, without
maybe
the people holding you down.
Maybe so.
Where you people, where you hold me down, where you support me, where I reach here. So I just want to say I'm thankful and I'm grateful for the support.
You're most
and
welcome.
To anyone where they listen to me for the first time, if this be the first time where they listen to me, I just want to make you watch. Go check me out on the internet. Check me out on your social media platforms. I have amazing stuff for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to disappoint you. The name is Teflon Flex and the spelling is TEFLONFLEXX. Just check me out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. I have amazing stuff for you. I'm not going to disappoint you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Teflon Flex.
All right. You're welcome.
Anytime you touch down, just let me know. We're going to do more stuff together.
All right. Okay. Bless you.
One love. All right, so that's Teflon Flex for you. Live on the Drive Time on Jazz FM. Proudly sponsored by MZ and everywhere you go, Tonima Steel Complex, home of Tropical Products. Yes, go check him out. The spelling is Teflon Flex, TEFLON, and then FLEXX on Facebook. And of course, if you want his song, just go on to Google, type his name. You're going to get most of his songs downloaded and, of course, keep enjoying them. All right, so let's talk about MTN. You know, it's been a very, very, long 2020. That's why MTN Pulse is a about to switch it up, you know, in the MTN Pulse and Chill promo. Yes, now you can turn the year around and cash out big time when you continue to mash up on *567# Ash on the MTN Pulse app in the MTN Pulse and Chill promo. Remember, to earn points, you just have to buy your fave mashup bundle on *567# Ash or the MTN Pulse app to stand the chance of, being one of many winners to win up to 5,000 Ghana cedis. Food and shopping vouchers and lots of data from 1st October to 30th November 2020. So keep mashing up with keep mashing up with MTN, of course, to win large. MTN Pulse, just be with there for you everywhere you go. Terms and conditions apply. Alright, so Donima services and products available A losing can galvanize brands of tropical roofing sheets in plain and color types. Strip and strip IBR and step down long span roofing sheet also available in various colors. Roller shutter gate system for warehouse stores and garages. They have them in two kinds. They have manual, which is manpower, and they have automatic power by remote control system. They have tropical nails, aka carpenter's choice, available in all sizes from 1 inch to 6 inches, and of course tropical binding wires and iron rods for building purposes. And they also do pre and post free services, which include merging woodwork frame on your building to determine suitable roofing size, expert advice on types of roofing sheet that best fit your building. Yes, expert advice on types of roofing sheets that best fit your building. And of course, free delivery services for customers within the metropolis. They also offer free advice and consultations about your property that you require, and they have an excellent before and after sales services. Locate them in Sia Kambili, near King David Junction, Tamale, or call them now on 0540-110226 or 0244-126625. Donima, home of tropical products. All right, so Tamale LG showroom, you know, LG premium showroom is now open in Tamale, opposite the Tamale Teaching Hospital first gate. Yes, they have items like the 32 inches digital satellite TVs, 43 inches digital satellite TVs, 49 inches smart 4K TVs, Webo smart TVs, 4K ultra high definition TVs, and the new 2020 OLED TVs awarded the world best TV. And there are also very, very energy efficient and premium appliances, which include double inverter, air conditioners, deep freezers, premium refrigerators, washing machines, stoves, kettles, ions, and many more. Guaranteed best price in Tamale. And they have a deposit system where you can pay in installments. So hurry now and get your quality and affordable home appliances. All items are covered by warranty, and the after sales support is so world class. Locate them, you know, right direct opposite the first entrance, the main entrance of TTH. They are direct opposite the main entrance of TTH. Yes, call them or WhatsApp them on 0503-579-969. So finally, before Yabasan comes in with the local needs in Dagbani, let's talk about Gasem. Home carries a feeling of comfort, peace, and a sense of belonging. Home is soothing, calming, and relaxing. Knowing that your home is built on a solid foundation, and that your walls are strong and solid, and the finishing exquisite is so satisfying. Every bag of cement, every bag of Gasem cement you buy goes a long way to make your project last for a lifetime, and of course stand the test of time. And not just that, you also contribute indirectly to helping communities, with schools, hospitals, employment, and more. Gasem has committed to the development of over 5,000 communities in Ghana, and thereby degradable packaging also protects nature and the environment. Never compromise on quality. Choose the value Gasem offers you always. In these uncertain times, stay safe and follow all the safety protocols. Build your safe home with Gasem cement and secure your safety for a lifetime. Gasem, the nation's builder. So that's it for today's edition of The Drive Time. I'll be here next week, Monday. Tomorrow, Friday, Sheikh Dr. Muhammad, I will be here from 2 to 3. So make time and, of course, enjoy him. My name is Hassan Ibrahim Abakar. Call me King Hassan. I love you all. Stay tuned. Have a lovely evening. Up next is Tudula Malik Bana. Yeah, Hassan is Friday. Take you through Teflon Flex featuring Medical. Mamiya. Enjoy it once more.
S-O-G.
You the fella?
Oh, me a boy.
Me real for me D.
1 million in my pocket.
Mamiya.
10 girls in my closet.
Mamiya.
No be your fine face.
Mamiya.
Have some day for my pocket.
Mamiya.
1 million in my pocket.
Mamiya.
10 girls in my closet.
Mamiya.
No be your fine face. Have some day for my pocket.
Mamiya.
Me chat it, me ne clite no. Make a shit, me ne bank no. Men ball it, me ne pack it, Joe me feel it, me ne tank it no. Men chat it, me ne clite no. Make a shit, me ne bank it no. Men ball it, me ne pack it, Joe me feel it, me ne tank it no.
Papa was around me taking photo, thinking that you know me but you don't know, no. Gentleman, but I feel to go loco. And you're getting send me pictures of a beat.
You know you see it's another man up, another man up. But you make all the bomb in up. Man, you're a son up. Para bani, we need a son up. Damn, you're a son up. Minimum to king, dread up and up. Me, yes, a son up. I turn on tag your party, lock a sway. Ma, to buy yam, go kwa nigga, loan this way. Ma, kusun kule, my big jam sway. Kifu po, yam, yam, sin, yin, yin, sway. Ma, ma.
1 million in my pocket.
Mamiya.
10 girls in my closet.
Mamiya.
No be your fine face.
Mamiya.
Have some day for my pocket.
Mamiya.
1 million in my pocket.
Mamiya.
10 girls in my closet.
Mamiya.
No be your fine face. Have some day for my pocket.
Mamiya.
Men chat it, men clite it, no. Make a shit, men bank it, no. Men ball it, men pack it, Joe me feel it, men tank it, no. Hey, champagne, men so me top.
Mamiya.
Can you do my me so?
Mamiya.
Me boofu can turn your radio up. Justice FM. Let's go up.
What do I do for your pocket? 1 million in my locket. And you see, cause MD, I forget it. Me the plug star, every day, subject it.
Don't touch that.
Justice FM 98.5. Bye.
Ano wala zama radio jasa sembo to do la pana sambo kata martaba ni nyara bayan bisa to la gum zon da absolu tin yan zan la ba shara in zan tin yan zon da absolu to do la ba pana sa gwamnati tin yala mu yana inte in song tampo ne ba yana inte me sare nem ba she gbal hadan be sanar gum municipality la sare ban be banyam la dan be sanar gum municipality la nyala bangina inte fabre 3 sanar gum municipality chief executive mu ni cintor zan te de la bolon ne bu kwama ka wajina nte somba mboko nyu sun nzang taba gumana nim nyala bangina nte mfaga nte sana ra municipality nima ne bu kwama ka wajina nte mbo sore ka gumana to wajina nte nungu tanim nza nung lala fongu ma dana cheka kwa pia sharen to pebala karato nche deza hayla yungu mshalmi nte peta zon tata pa dadile mbuwa lila bala yungu mbuwa na Ibrahim alasa